This is the domestic cricket podcast for the 14th of January. The final of Pakistan's President's Trophy, which was postponed from the end of last year to make room for a 2020 competition, began today at Karachi's National Stadium. Three Northern Gas Pipelines reached stumps on 189 for four, having faced 81 overs against Habib Bank Limited. They struggled early on and had slipped to 49 for three in the 22nd over. However, Misbah-ul-Haq and Azhar Ali began the recovery with a fourth wicket stand of 72. Ali Vakas then joined Misbah, and the two added a further 68 for the fifth wicket prior to the close. Misbah ended the day on 78 not out. The fourth round of matches in the Qaidi Azam Trophy are well underway. 28 wickets have fallen over the course of the first 2 days in the Group 2 fixture between Faisalabad and Rawalpindi. Faisalabad were all out for 226 in their first innings, with Rawalpindi then responding with just 132, as Wakas Mahmood, Nasir Akram and Hassan Mahmood shared the wickets. However, Sadaf Hussain ensured that Rawalpindi remained in the contest, taking four Faisalabad second innings wickets as they slipped 88 for 8 by stumps. This gives them a lead of 182 runs. Group 2 leaders Karachi Whites closed day 2 on 161 for 2 in reply to Hyderabad's 305. Mokhtarshim Ali is unbeaten on 87. Atif Mukbul had earlier taken 5 Hyderabad first innings wickets to continue his outstanding form of late, while Rizwan Ahmed hit 105. Mukbul has now taken 26 wickets from the last 5 innings that he has bowled in, at an average of just 12.15. 16 wickets fell on day 1 in Swabi, with Abbottabad closing on 29 for 6 after dismissing Lahore Shalimar for 199. Izaz Chima did the bulk of the damage, also continuing his impressive recent form, and with 4 for 17 from 6 overs. Fazali Rabi and Khalid Usman had earlier taken 4 wickets apiece after Lahore had been asked to bat. Amar Sajjad top scored for them with 60 off 84 balls. Irfan Haider hit 81 as Lahore Ravi closed day 2 of their Group 1 match against Multan on 218 for 3. Multan had earlier had their first innings terminated at 309, Adnan Rasool ending with 5 for 91. Saheed Maksud and Naveed Yassin had chaired a fourth wicket stand of 176 of them yesterday, with Maksud finally departing for 107. Islamabad lead by 68 runs after 2 days against Sulcot. After recovering to reach jumps in their second innings on 77 for 3, they had been reduced to 12 for 3. Sulcot had earned a slender first innings lead thanks to an 8th wicket partnership worth 103 between Nair Abbas and Bilal Butt. Iftikhar Anjum ended with 5 for 62 and had helped reduce them to 75 for 7 at one point. And Ali Asad and Timer Ali both hit centuries as Quetta reached jumps on day 1 on 258 for 3 against Peshawar. The duo added 222 for the third wicket, with Asad ending the day on 103 not out. Timer departed shortly before the close for 120.